As we are nearing the end of the year, the temperatures are dropping and people are digging through their closets for winter clothes. In 2016, the Weather Channel conducted a survey across the United States to find out the trend of what people consider sweater weather and showed a pretty wide range of temperature varying from 65 degrees Fahrenheit and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Personally, once the temperature falls under 70 degrees, it triggers sweater weather. What about you, Spicy Gang? This week in the Jangdok Gochujang Gang Spice Test, sweater weather.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in Jangdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard Jangdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Sweater. I didn't realize how difficult it is to say that.
Weather.
Sweater weather. I didn't realize how difficult it is to say that.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's not hard to say.
Yeah.
I just need to speak slowly.
Yes.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Wait, no.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Okay, good. There you go.
All right.
Okay, then and now. Our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jangdok and a little culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, stay hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex, the plus plus gochu, who's the only person who would go to a Christmas sweater party. Shit. Sweater party. Wearing a Google hoodie. Hey, look. I work at Google.
Damn. Okay, you got me.
Right? Amanda, the time traveling gochu, who is the only person who would go to a Christmas sweater party wearing a Thanksgiving-themed sweater.
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Because
I'm slow?
Yeah, that's your personal. You're slow. No. I thought that was good. That's the best one I got. At my goal, the latte's horse gochu, who's the only person who would never go to a Christmas sweater party. You never been, right?
No, but funny enough, I would have today, except
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
But what? Yeah, the recording?
Like this. Yeah.
We should have changed the date.
You should have told us. You could have gone.
That's okay.
Yeah, we don't want to get in the way of.
Yeah, who's hosting?
My work.
Oh, never mind. I don't feel that bad.
Oh wait, we're nearing the end of the year.
Yeah.
Maddox said that he was gonna.
Oh, right.
There's stuff.
That's true.
I don't know. Where
only a couple weeks left now.
That's true. Only 2.5 weeks left, and then you gotta start trying.
I don't know what you're
We'll pull the clip from that dating episode.
I don't know what you're referring to.
And I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe, is the only person looking for a Christmas sweater party. Oh, God. I want to rewrite that shit. I don't really want to go to a Christmas sweater party. It sounds so lame. Doesn't it? Do you guys want to go?
Isn't it just a Christmas party?
Yeah, pretty much a Christmas party, right? But you have to wear a sweater. Yeah, you have to wear a sweater.
I mean, I think like some people do like ugly sweater.
Oh yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been to one though. Have you been to one, Coach Alex? Do you remember?
No, I mean I've been to Christmas parties and people will wear those ugly sweaters there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, and together we'll coach the Gochujang game for Korean Americans closing and opening channel is wherever we please. All right, so we're doing sweater weather, which is pretty much just like we're talking about Christmas sweaters and also about the weather during this time. It's like the like Gochu Amanda said, whatever is lower than a certain degrees. What was it again?
For me, I said lower than 70.
Lower than 70 Fahrenheit.
Yes.
That doesn't seem that low, actually.
That's not that low.
Yeah, now the range, the typical range is like between like 50 and 65.
Okay, yeah, that sounds more like it. Yeah, that sounds more like it. Okay. All right, so, you know, why don't we get into it? Sweater weather back in the day.
Why do you keep putting a TH in sweater?
Sweater weather. Sweater. Oh, sweat. Oh, no H, yes. Yeah. Sweater weather. Sweat. Yeah. Sweater weather. Yeah, you're right.
Why do you guys have such a hard time?
Sweater weather.
I don't know. Sweater
you
weather.
See it like three times in a row.
Why do I need to do that? Sweater weather, sweater weather, sweater weather.
Why are you putting an H in the TH in the sweater?
Okay.
Okay, so sweater weather back in the day. We got these Christmas sweaters. You all familiar with those? Did you guys wear those back in the day?
Hold on. Before we get right into there, I have to mention, because I feel cheated or like embarrassed from last episode when, you know, after I did the whole numbers game shit,
mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about our tiny tree that Gochu, Amanda, and I have.
Oh.
I said it was 2 feet. And lo and behold, it's like 1 foot and 11 inches. But I was ridiculed because Gochu, Amanda was like, oh, no, it's not even a foot.
I didn't say that.
Something, whatever, along the lines. And then Gochu Mike was like, oh, Gochu Alex wouldn't be very good at the game. But I'd be pretty damn good, okay?
Wow. Okay, good job.
Yeah, good job. Glad good we cleared job. That up.
Oh, yeah, I got that off my sweater.
Oh, okay, cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Then let's get back to the weather. All right. What do you got for us, Gochu Alex?
I did buy some Christmas sweaters back in the day. They're Pokemon related.
Oh, those don't really count as sweaters.
Sweaters?
They're more like hoodies, remember? With the design printed on top.
No, some of them don't have hoods.
Okay, you know what I mean? They're not actual sweaters. They're like a...
Okay, well, what is a sweater? Define a sweater.
Aren't they like knitted together?
I don't think they have to be knitted.
I think Christmas
that.
Sweaters have to be knitted. They had to have like knitted quality to be considered.
Well, we're not like just talking about Christmas sweaters.
That's true. That's true.
Then what are we talking about here? Huh? What are we talking about here?
Sweater weather.
Yeah, we're talking about the weather too, but like I'm talking about the sweaters that you wear during the sweater weather is usually Christmas sweaters, yeah?
You only wear Christmas sweaters and in cold temperatures?
For the sake of this argument, yes.
How many Christmas sweaters do you own?
Zero.
We've got a fact-checked alert bulletin. Sweater. A knitted garment, typically with long sleeves, worn over the upper body.
There you go. Knitted. Oh, shit.
Machine knitted.
That's not the same.
Yeah, but knitted is one of the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that knitted quality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can't be no hoodie without a hood.
Yeah, that's right. Just a...
That's a sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
There
it's
you
not
go.
A sweater. Ooh, okay, then I retract my Pokemon sweatshirt statement. But, I mean, it had all the Eevee evolutions on it, which is what made it special.
Yeah, I remember.
Santa hats.
You bought it, and then you got the shipment, and then you had to buy it again because you said it was too dark. You complained that the print was too dark.
Yeah.
And they sent us another free shipment, which was the exact same.
It was.
So like, this is how it comes out. And also, did you get this on like Instagram, man?
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things, right?
I get targeted for, those things.
Yeah.
Plushies, figurines, and... collectibles.
Yeah.
Useless shit.
That was a ripoff. I mean, we did wear it though 1 year.
Oh, yeah, no, I wore it to like the office and I'd always get compliments. People say they love it.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, people I've like never talked to before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Pokemon brings people together.
It sure does.
Uh huh. brings people together that you don't want to be brought together. But yeah, all good. All right.
I
mean,
I think you could use it, Coach Chad. Maybe it'll attract some people you do want.
I don't think it'll work. I don't think it works. Coach Mike, for some reason, I have a feeling that you have more of an experience with actual sweaters.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I recall wearing it exactly, but I know like one of those pictures that I had, you know, as a kid, is like me and my sister in like Christmas outfits, and I definitely have one of those traditional sweaters on.
Nice. Yeah.
So that's like very, like a kind of a core like
back in the 60s for me.
Yeah, it was a black and white photo.
Wait, black and white in the 60s?
We went to the studio, you know, and had to, you know, stand there frozen for an hour while they took the picture.
What? No, that's not how it was in the 60s.
Oh, the 1860s.
Oh, shit. This guy's a vampire. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, see, the sweater stuff does, people actually do it. I don't know about nowadays, though, but, yeah.
I mean, they're very old-fashioned, right? But yeah. I think people are bringing them back, like baggy sweaters.
Mm. Oh, there's such a thing? Yeah, these are knitted ones?
Or like oversized sweaters?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you not cool enough for that?
I'm not. I'm out. I'm out of the loop, man. You're more cool than I am. I don't know.
Yeah, oversized sweaters. That's definitely a look.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mainly for girls.
Oh, okay. The oversized look for girls. Okay, it's like the boyfriend look.
Well, here's like, some guys wearing it too.
No, it's like the I got a boyfriend look, right? It's like oversized. They're wearing their boyfriend's clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Gucci Mane knows what I mean.
Yeah.
How do you know, Gucci Chad?
Well, what do you mean? Isn't that obvious?
Have you ever seen it before?
Yeah.
Oh, but just not your girlfriend, right?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yes, I've seen it before, okay? In person, okay? What do you want me to say?
Oh, damn, okay.
Gotcha, Amanda.
Uh-huh.
Sweaters.
Yeah, I mean, like, growing up, I guess I wore a lot of sweaters. But I don't think I ever really owned, like, Christmas sweaters.
Oh, remember we made the argument that sweaters don't mean Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, I know. And I said I grew up wearing sweaters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't own Christmas sweaters.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. You see, it's just like a subgroup of sweaters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Wait a second. I thought we made the distinction. We're not talking just about Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
She's just mentioning the offside, like after. Okay, I understand now. I understand.
Okay. Right, okay. Okay.
What about Thanksgiving sweaters?
I don't have one.
Okay.
I don't think anyone has one.
I think I've seen some with like turkey.
Yeah, they have Thanksgiving sweaters. Yeah, they do.
I don't want a sweater with turkey on it.
Well, it's like a cute turkey.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of little turkeys, like, you know, designed across the shirt, and then they got like next rows, like maybe like pumpkin or something, or, you know, they have those.
I guess like pumpkin sweaters would be
cute. Oh, shit, Halloween sweater. Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure they have Halloween sweaters too.
I'm sure they have sweaters for everything.
Oh, no, not everything. They don't have 4th of July sweaters. Come on.
I'm sure they do.
Come on. The weather is not sweater weather.
Ooh. I'm sure there is.
Yeah. It's like around Halloween, it starts to be sweater weather.
No. That's because you're privileged and live in California.
Okay. Where... Oh, like, so like where? Like in, what? Wyoming?
I don't know, because isn't it like even hotter in the summer there? I'm trying to think of where, maybe.
Oh, definitely like Southern Hemisphere. We're not being very inclusive.
Well, they're not going to have 4th of July, though.
Yeah.
There could be Americans down there.
But who would be... Oh, so they would just be wearing sweaters.
I don't know. In the middle of their winter during 4th of July.
But then who makes 4th of July sweaters?
Dude, there's got to be a market for it, you know? There's always a niche market.
I'm gonna fact check this now, too. 4th of July sweaters.
Also, if you're out watching fireworks, it's going to be late at night.
Yeah. There's a bunch. There's a $300 one from Tucker Nook.
$300?
Yeah, there is definitely a market.
Yeah. It's just like a sweater with a flag knitted on it.
Interesting.
I mean, I guess that's all you really need for a 4th of July sweater, right? What else would it really have?
Yeah, fireworks. I don't know if you can have fireworks on a sweater. It might
it's
be
a little complicated, but yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, a little complicated.
Okay, all right. And then, like, around what time of the year do you actually bring out the sweater? And also, like, sweater's not, like, the first thing you bring out, too, right? You probably wear, like,
apparently in July. That's when I bring out my $300 flag, American flag sweater.
No, but come on, really, like, back in the day, like, around what time of the year do you start bringing out these sweaters? But also, like I'm saying, like, you don't bring out sweaters, though, either. You bring out, like, sweatshirts. Like, even, like, a wool shirt instead of a sweater.
Oh, right? Long sleeve shirt?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or sometimes you just do like a long sleeve shirt with a jacket on top. You just skip the inside part, you know. You just go for the jacket.
A turtleneck?
Turtleneck, yeah.
No, never, never a turtleneck.
What? Why? What's wrong?
I hate them.
What happened?
I hate them. I don't know. I hate them.
Is it because like the tech association or what? Or just
no,
the feel
I just
of it
don't
on
like
here?
Them.
Oh, okay.
I think it's probably because it doesn't look good on me because I have a huge head and neck. No, it's true. As like a little kid, I don't know like where this. I haven't worn one in 30 years, probably. Uh-huh. But no.
So it looks like your head is like popping out of a pipe. It's like, how did it get there?
Because it's making you slimmer. Your body's slimmer, but then your
it does make your body slimmer. Yeah,
yeah.
It attaches right to your body. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then what do you wear then usually, Coach Mike, when it gets like chilly?
A t-shirt.
Right. Oh my gosh, Coach Amanda, we told you, right?
Yeah.
This crazy guy. He wears a t-shirt on the middle in winter in Korea.
I have a friend who wears flip flops when it snows outside.
Oh.
Why? Why? Did they grow up in Alaska? Well, what are they doing? What?
there's some I don't know, interesting people out there. And she always complains that it's cold.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I don't. What? She complains she's cold too.
Yeah.
Would you tell her to put on some shoes?
Right? Yeah.
They just looking for attention.
That's it. You got it.
That's it. Yeah.
Purposely dress up cold and say, "Oh, how come no one's like
giving me their shoes?
Yeah.
Give me your socks and shoes.
Someone carry me." Is that the kind of person she is, Coach Amanda?
No.
Oh no. Then what? She's just stupid. What? She's just stupid. Okay, she's just stupid.
No, she just favors comfort over everything else.
How's that comfortable if she's cold then?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Well, you know, when it gets cold, back in the day, man, do you remember, Coach Alice, waking up like early mornings where it's still dark and we had to go out, dress up and go to school?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I hated that, man. I hated that. And I get that feeling nowadays, too. I hate that feeling, you know? Waking up and it's still dark doesn't feel good.
Yeah, so I, like, actually took the school bus, like, elementary school.
No way. We did too.
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, because I lived in Illinois, and so, like, the winter times, it was really cold. And I had to, like, be out waiting for the bus at, like, 6:40 or something.
Oof.
6:45.
Jeez.
And it was really cold. And so I remember my mom always just, like, bundling me up with, like, winter coat, hats, scarves.
Mittens?
Mittens. Yeah.
What's that thing around your ears called?
Earmuffs?
Earmuffs, yeah.
No, I had a hat.
Okay.
I had a hat, but then I had scarves just kind of like, you know, wrapped around my whole face, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, like the professor in the first year of Harry. What was his name? You know, the one who was hiding Voldemort in the back of his head.
I don't know.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know he is.
Professor...
Quirrell.
Quirrell, yes. Yeah, there it is.
Nice.
Yeah. Coach Mike with the with the facts. You're good at that shit.
I had to dig deep for that one for a second there.
Did you actually go into like a mind palace and like look through the
neurons were all I could see them all kind of just racing around.
Speaking of neurons, though, how about Inside Out 2, huh?
What about it?
Kind of reminds me of Inside Out 2, where like, you know, Gojima's little neurons looking through his library of knowledge and is saved that little nugget of information before it got tossed into the cavern.
Why not Inside Out 1?
No, because Inside Out 2 is more topical. It's coming out next year.
But you haven't seen Inside Out 2 yet.
Yeah, but Inside Out 2 is going to have anxiety as one of the new emotions.
Oh, so relatable.
Yeah. Man. And like along with like four others or something, which is like, who else can there be?
Is it the same girl or is it a new person?
Same girl, teenage years.
Oh, yeah. Are they killing off emotions? Or are they just
they had them all there in the beginning. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you don't know the story yet. They might get rid of them, like some of them in the beginning. But
Joy.
How do you get rid of them?
No, like they get rid of all of them but Joy and Sadness. So the three other ones, they just like kind of like are trapped somewhere or something.
They lock them away.
Yeah, they get locked, kidnapped or something. So these other emotions have to come in and like try to, they teach us new emotions to take over and they don't have the, you know, confidence to do it, but then eventually over time they do or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Wait, did you just make it up? Or
just made it, I just made it up. Boom. That's...
I know, yeah. But it sounds like it makes sense.
Because it sounds, right? Makes during, sense, right?
During the teenage years or puberty time, some of the emotions might be.
And
in
it reflects
the way.
It reflects Riley's real life, you know, going on situation. Yeah, what a move. I'll pay to see that. As long as they don't have any more like boy band things. They had a weird boy band thing in the first movie. Do you remember that? Where they're like the cloning guy?
Have another one. I think they'll definitely have one.
Well, then now they're gonna have like make some like BTS reference.
They definitely will have a BTS reference if they do.
Oh god.
Oh, speaking of BTS reference, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one, they had a BTS reference.
I told you they did.
Singing their song.
Yeah, Donatello's a huge BTS fan in the teenage canon. Well, new teenage.
They obviously don't get passed into the Korean part, but they sing like the smooth like butter.
And then they don't.
And then they start mumbling.
I see.
Gosh.
Interesting.
It's crazy.
But yeah, no, they definitely will have a BTS reference if there's a boy band.
Oh. Okay. All right. We're going back to the sweater weather. And also, you know, it's dark these days, right? So you kind of feel, right when it hits like 4 or 5 p.m., it gets really dark outside. And you kind of lose like that momentum to keep on going. You just kind of get lazy, right? And, don't you guys kind of feel that way too?
Yeah,
you don't want to be productive anymore. You just want to sit in the couch and watch TV.
Yeah, bundled up under a blanket.
yeah, but like one thing that's helped though, like get past that winter blues, is Magic Mind. So you know, we all been taking Magic Mind, and it's been helping with being productive throughout the day. You know, avoiding that crash in the middle, and just being focused, being more productive. Being less lazy. So it's been helping me, especially during this time, this season, where it gets dark really fast and you just kind of like lose hope to do anything. How's it been for y'all?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely feel it when on the days I have Pilates is in the mornings. Sometimes we'll take the classes in the mornings and I used to get really tired afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like my whole day would be kind of like miserable because I would have to still go into lab, do all the work, but then my body's super tired. But I feel like with Magic Mind, I haven't really had too much, I feel like I didn't really notice me getting tired.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I think it just kind of like helps to carry out my day, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. It gives the same amount of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I noticed too, is that I would usually go to the gym before lunch and then come back and then eat. After I eat, I get so tired, I just pass out. But, you know, it's been helping me not take a nap. So I'm able to keep on, you know, going back to work and doing things I need to do before, you know, the day's over. So, yeah, I've noticed that too.
Yeah. So Gojia, Alex and I, we go to Sprouts to do like a lot of our grocery shoppings. Like we like to get like ingredients for like sandwiches or like wraps for our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Sprouts has like a section with just like a very large variety of interesting like drinks. Like there's a lot of like kombuchas and like different types of like sparkling waters and like cold brews and stuff like that. And so like I always like to look at that section when I go, because I don't know, I want to try something new. And then I saw these little green bottles. I was like, huh, these look familiar.
Yeah.
And they happened to be Magic Mind.
Oh,
wow.
I was
like, oh, they actually have these at Sprouts.
Yeah.
I was pretty surprised by that.
And actually starting, so the beginning of January next year, Magic Mind is going to be in all Sprouts and all markets. So Ooh. That is something to look forward to for everybody else who wants to try some out. And, you know, just get maybe a few bottles before diving into a full subscription. But, yeah, just like from personal experience, this product is A, lifesaver for me personally.
And B? Oh, you meant A, lifesaver.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like A lifesaver, and then B.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lifesaver. Sure.
Okay.
And B, it's, yeah.
Okay, and B, if you want to, you know, after you tried it, you can also go ahead and go to magicmind.com/gochujang20. You can order the first subscription for up to 50% off or a one-time purchase with 20% off. So our code is gochujang20 for up to 50% off. And also it works if you're already a subscriber as well. So yeah, I think it's the best option right now, especially with the winter time. It gets darker faster, just to help you continue to be productive throughout the day without feeling any kind of like blues and lose that momentum. So yeah, our code is gochujang20. So go to magicmind.com/gochujang20 to get your first subscription for up to 50% off. All right, so let's go ahead and close the jangdok and let it ferment while we go to the Golden Gochu Quiz. And this one is going to be the numbers game, coolest head wins.
It's back again.
Again.
You haven't learned your lesson?
What? What happened last time?
Oh, well, I guess you're doing it now. So
yeah, that's only what happened.
Go to Amanda, you haven't learned your lesson? You challenge me?
Oh, you don't remember? Go to Mike Destroyed.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, so but
now
this one's...
I'm here, okay?
So this sounds a little different. This is a little more straightforward. I don't think Coach Mike has the advantage of this one, okay? All right, okay. So this one is going to be sweater weather-based. So basically, I want to name a city, and you guys got to give me that city's temperature right now, what it is right now. Close one way gets the point.
Maybe message it to you?
Yeah, you message it to me, okay?
This is hard. Shit, okay.
Yeah, that's really hard.
But like right now, so that's a hint too, yeah. Is like if it's day or nighttime there as well. All right. And we'll have tiebreakers if needed, but okay, let's go ahead. And for the first city is New York City. Send me your answers.
Can I do Celsius?
I prefer Celsius.
I'm doing Fahrenheit, so sorry.
I'm doing Fahrenheit.
I'm going to have to convert it.
I am not going to.
Oh, go Charles. Can you do Fahrenheit too then?
No, I'm going to send you Celsius. You can convert it.
Fuck. Okay, so go to Alex. You said that and that. Okay, let's go ahead and go through the temperatures here. Okay, go to Amanda said 37%.
Shit. 37%.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say percent.
37% off.
That's way off.
Okay, Coach Amanda said 37 degrees Fahrenheit. All right. Coach Mike said 36. Whoa, very, very similar. Okay, and then Coach Alex said 1, which is what? What is 1?
I said 1C, 1 Celsius.
Okay, so what is 1 Celsius to Fahrenheit? Can you convert that for me?
Dude, really?
Okay. Okay, it's 33.8. Okay.
All
right, now, yeah. The weather right now in New York City is actually 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow.
On the, oh my
on the dot. Go to Amanda.
Go to Amanda's revenge.
Yeah.
I think Coach Amanda gets 2 points, right? If you get right on and then one for the closest. Yeah, that's how it went, right? Woo! Okay, so Coach Amanda has 2 points.
Nice.
All right.
I don't have to do an intro.
Whoa, too early for that. You don't get cocky, kid. All right. Second city is Seoul. Seoul. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I'll convert it for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, for Seoul, Gochu Mike said 36 Fahrenheit. Gochu Amanda said 34. And Gochu Alex said 28.4.
Ooh.
Okay, that's pretty low. All right, let's see. The real answer right now, it's 43.
What?
43.
Aww.
That's what it says, 43.
Oh, I just got the order mixed up.
No. All right, so Coach Mike, you get 1 point.
Yay.
Coach Mike was the closest with 36. Okay, the next city is Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Let's see what they got here for Istanbul. All right. You got two. Okay, we got them all. All right. Coach Mike said 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, that's a pretty good guess. Coach Amanda said 59. Okay, that's not bad. And then Coach Alex said 39.
How am I so low every time?
Yeah, why are you so low? I think you're not good at this weather guessing, huh? Okay, the answer is right now Istanbul is 47 degrees. Coach Mike.
Oh.
Okay.
How are you so good at this?
I don't know. I'm just kind of going along the map. And
okay, that's 2 points for Coach Mike. All right. Next, we got Hawaii. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Ugh.
Honolulu. Is Honolulu the North Hemisphere or Southern Hemisphere? Or is it like in the middle? You guys know?
I think it's pretty close to the equator, I think.
Okay.
What's the time difference?
Is it 5 hours from now?
All right, so Gochu Mike said 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Gochu Alex said 67. And Gochu Amanda said 55. Okay, the correct answer is 60. Oh, shit, nope. Correct answer is 76. Gochu Alex, you get a point.
It's burning up.
Oh, that was close. That was close.
Wow. Wait, what time is it now in Hawaii?
It's actually 2 hours off.
So oh, two, only PM? Two?
Oh.
It's just super hot. Sheesh.
Okay. Yeah, it's hella hot over there, huh? Nah, it doesn't matter if it's winter time. Okay. This is the last question. Anybody's game. All right. This last one is Berlin.
What time is it over there?
Doesn't matter. You just gotta know if it's like gets super cold there or not, you know? Actually, it does matter, you know, that, but. Okay, Berlin, anybody's game here. All right.
My guess is bad. Shit.
Gochu Mike said 33. Okay.
That sounds really low.
That sounds really low.
It is. I know it is.
Gochu Alex said 59. Gochu Amanda said 34. Oh, wait a minute.
Ooh, did they throw?
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Did I come back?
Wait, what'd you say, Coach Alex?
Yeah, I wrote it down right here.
It said 59.
Okay,
you said 59, and then, uh-oh. Wait. 34. Oh.
Oh, somewhere in the middle.
Uh-oh. Looks like Coach Amanda wins. Great answer. It's 42.
Wow.
I thought Coach Amanda got a
closer. What are you thinking about? Coach Amanda's way closer.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. What is going on? I was like, you know, the over. Why am I calculating so long? Oh, I thought Coach Alex had it. And then I was like, wait a minute. No. Coach Amanda's closer.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Amanda, you got 3 points at the end. Congratulations. You have won. The numbers game, coolest headwinds. And then second is Coach Mike with two. And then last is Go Chalice with one.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that was a close game. But yeah, Goji Messi, you got cocky and you thought you won already.
But I did win.
Oh, but you still won. Yeah, sure.
She learned nothing.
Yeah, she didn't learn anything. She didn't learn a lesson. So someone had to beat her there. She didn't learn a lesson. As long as they win the first one, I'll give them a win. All right. Yeah, but that was the Golden Goji quiz. Okay, let's go ahead and open the Jeongdok to see what we got for sweater weather now. All right. So, yeah, what do you guys got for sweater weather these days, recently?
I mean, I think I started wearing sweaters as soon as, like, the temperature, you know, like, you can see the temperature by hours.
Mm-hmm.
If I see it, like, any of them in the 60s, I think I start wearing sweaters.
The heck?
60?
Yeah.
What is 60 in Celsius? I mean, I do not know Fahrenheit. I gotta look this up. Why do you guys go by Fahrenheit? Isn't Celsius better?
So 65 degrees Fahrenheit is 18
degrees. Oh, that's kind of, yeah, that is chilly. Yeah, yeah.
You live in America, and Americans like to use
Fahrenheit. Yeah, but Americans do so many things wrong. Come on.
No. But no, Celsius for temperature, like weather temperature, is silly.
Why?
Why are we basing it around, like, water? I mean, it's very convenient for, like, science and stuff and, like, water-related stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not a good indicator of just, like, day-to-day temperature, I don't think.
And how is Fahrenheit better for day-to-day temperature?
Because, I don't know. It just is.
I think with the Celsius, the range is not as big, and so that's why it's easier for me.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's why it's... I think what Michael is saying it's better because it has a wider range.
Well, you don't need to be that precise, right? Like, it's Celsius, if it's zero or below, it's freezing, right? If it's within 0 to 10, it's pretty damn cold. 10 to 20,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a nice temperature.
No, 10 is cold.
10 to 20 is a big range.
Yeah,
I like.
We're also arguing too about the specifics here, but okay, continue. Well,
10 to 18 is cold,
and then like 20 to 30, that's when it kind of gets a little warmer.
20 to 24 is kind of chill.
No, it's not.
That's like cold weather temperature.
10 degrees Celsius is 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
I don't know what that means. don't throw that Fahrenheit.
20 degrees Celsius is 68 degrees.
That sounds.
It's an 18 degree difference.
That sounds.
Yeah, and those are all like decent temperatures. Like, I'm not like freaking out about any of those.
Well, I'm not. See, as I said, it's fine with me.
No, it's a big range for me.
Well, anyways,
I would be wearing a coat if it was like in the 50s.
Yeah, let me just finish here. For Celsius, anything from 30 up is
hot. That's hot. Yeah, that's hot.
No. What? No. So much easier. Fahrenheit, 100 degrees. That's hot. That's a hot day out.
That's impossible, right?
Dude, 90s is hot. No, 80s not. Is hot.
100 is easily possible. What?
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Isn't 80s hot? Isn't, like, high 70s hot?
80s is hot. Oh, yeah, 80s. Like, 80s just is hot. Just think about it. Like, you know, like, on, like, you know.
30.
So why even need to, like, differentiate between 80 to 100 when they're all hot?
Well, 100's hot.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
And then 80s, like, you know, 80s, you can, you know, it's doable. It's 80, you know, like 80% hot.
Okay, how about.
I mean, like, we don't care anything beyond, like, 30 degrees Celsius, right? Because it's hot, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
At 30 degrees Celsius is like 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, so anything beyond that, we don't care.
The temperature doesn't really get higher than 30, you know, in the 30s.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just anything beyond that is hot.
Yeah, but for Fahrenheit, you have 80s and 90s and 100s. Yeah, and
those are all hot.
I know, but like...
But there is a range between like 60 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fahrenheit is a little more specific. Then you can get a little more.
But there's no point in being that specific with the weather.
No, but it's also like
the and like also just like the range makes more sense too. Long pants or not when we go out? Well,
because I haven't seen what the temperature is in Celsius yet.
So like long pants or not long pants, like that's two very different categories.
Yeah, 20 up or 20 down.
Okay, then you should might have a. Like, why do they even have Fahrenheit Celsius? They might as well have, like, numbers, like, 1 to 5. 5 is hot, 0 is cold.
You should propose it for America, just like this, just the simplest system ever.
Oh, and it was, like, room temperature is, like, 2 to 3.
No, three is just right.
Okay, fine. Three is just right. Okay, cool. There you go. There's the weather right there. How simple is that? Anyways, come on. Sweater weather, go to Alex.
Wait, did I start this? I think you started it.
Did I? I like to start things and push it off to someone else. Come on, Gocha, Alex, sweater weather.
Well, I wear jumpers. That's what we call them down here.
What is that?
Like a jacket, jumper.
That's sweater. Not a sweater.
Is it not a sweater?
It's not a sweater.
You just said it was a jacket. You just said it was a jacket.
I think sweaters can be jumpers too.
Gocha Mike, is that real?
Is it knit?
Yeah, is it knitted? Knitted sure. jacket? No way. There's no such thing as a knitted jacket. Come on.
Oh, that's your grandma. Is fleece jacket considered a sweater? Like fleece fabric?
I don't know.
No,
we're getting into weird. It's soft.
It's let's see what it says. Fleece. Fleece sweaters. This does say, what is a fleece sweater? I don't know. I think they're categorizing it as something that's possible. But I don't think it's true to the definition.
Okay.
Those are pullovers.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I was actually trying to defend you. Because a lot of those jumpers can have fleece linings.
Right, so those are actually sweaters. You're right, those are sweaters.
Your jumper doesn't have a fleece lining anyways, so... But you have the sweater that I bought you.
Oh yeah, that uncomfortable thing.
What the heck?
What the fudge?
I'm gonna throw it out tonight.
it's just kind of scratchy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there are like certain types of fabric or like the yarn that they make.
Yeah, it's also sort of a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cute.
Yeah, I guess fashion over comfort.
No, I love turtlenecks.
It's just like Gertrude Amanda's friend.
She doesn't do it for fashion, though. She says she does it for comfort, which doesn't make sense to me.
Slash style. It could be style, too.
Flip-flops aren't really stylish.
Yeah, they're not stylish at all.
Well, maybe for you old fuck suits are out of tune.
Oh, yeah. You're the one who wears the oversized sweater. Right?
At least I know about them.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, know about so what? I know about Baby Monster.
They're done already. Yeah. You still on that? Jesus.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Baby Monster is so sad because... So, you know how... Okay, I mean, Blackpink, they signed up with YG as a group.
That's what I said.
Renewed their contract.
Yeah.
So great timing for a while back.
Oh, nice.
Talk about Blackpink and Baby Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Gocha Alex didn't do that, though.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
So, yeah, like Gocha Alex said... Blackpink renewed their contract with YG, and they're planning another world tour.
They tricked us.
What?
I thought that was the last one.
They never said it was last. They never said last world tour.
Yeah, I never. Yeah.
Well, I assumed it. I don't know.
It seemed like it was your last tour, the one you went to.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
No, we're going to the next one. We're going to get the VIP.
Is go to Alex?
After we're going VIP. We're going to go fight for the front row and gonna give them our Samsung phones so they can take pictures. What are you talking about? Remember? We talked about this.
We talked about this.
I remember I was on board, but...
Did you hear back from your friend, Gocha Mike?
No, I never did. I should have. Oh, I forgot to ask.
All right. Oh, okay.
Kind of weird.
I want to know
He didn't ask him. Kind of weird to ask him now. No?
No, they should remember if it was good, right?
I think I know a couple people who did. So
Coach Mike, you're popular, man. All of a sudden, you know all these kids going to Blackpink concerts.
Kids? Yeah. You mean fellow old fucks?
So I don't know anyone else who got one.
Well, anyways.
Oh yeah, that verge. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like Blackpink is still pretty hot.
Yeah.
Did they
say how much? Sorry, did they say how much they paid for it? The YG, they paid a lot, right?
No, they did not. I don't know.
Because I imagine, like, after they saw Baby Monster's performance, they're like, oh, shit, we need Blackpink back.
So is Lisa going to break up with the billionaire now that she got her contract renewed?
What billionaire?
Why?
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Lisa's like, seeing, like, her boyfriend's, like, a billionaire.
Who's her boyfriend?
Like, a billionaire.
A billionaire doing what?
He's an heir to, like, one of the luxury brand companies.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. I forget which one, though. Not sure. But anyways, apparently Google celebrated its 25th anniversary by revealing the most searched items. And a special mention was given to Blackpink as they're the most searched girl group in the history of the platform.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think they're still very hot.
Did a certain Gochu sneak this little tidbit in there?
No, I did not know about this.
Oh, okay.
But I also wanted to mention that this like is a happy news for Blackpink, but also very sad for Baby Monster. Because after Baby Monster debuted, the YG shares continued to go down 10% for a whole week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like people saw it and they're like, they weren't impressed. And so, but then after that week, Blackpink renewed their group contract and then the shares went up 30%.
Holy shoot.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what, like, who cares about Baby Monster, right? Everyone still cares about Blackpink.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, aren't you relieved that we picked Blackpink as the spiciest left standing in your mouth?
I am now. Yeah. They're still pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, another tidbit about Baby Monster is apparently the Batter Up music video got like over 22.6 million views within a single day of the release, which set a record for most views in 24 hours for a K-pop debut song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, sense. Yeah, it is kind of sad because a lot of, even though it has like a lot of views, a lot of people are saying that it's kind of disappointing, and some are even saying that they should re-debut. I don't know what that means, but I guess like, just kind of like pause.
You know, I'm down for that because they didn't have their main player in there too.
It's kind of sad for the members though.
It is.
I guess they're still kind of young.
They're debuting from the same company that Blackpink came out of.
Yeah.
So it's a hard act to follow. And a lot of the comments, they did say the same things that we said in our episode. By the way, it's a bonus episode if you guys haven't listened to it. what? Some people might be confused. You know, our regular listeners.
Yes, if you haven't already subscribed.
Our spiciest game, okay?
Yeah, please. You can upgrade from a spicy game member to the spiciest game member by subscribing. So please do. And that way you can have access to all of our old content plus the secret coffee episode. Right?
Oh.
Wait, did we release that already?
That's out, yeah.
Is it on the paywall or?
Yeah, it's out.
Okay, but, there you go.
Yeah, a lot of comments were saying some of the same things about how it seemed rushed.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing the same shit over again.
Yeah,
it's not that wowing.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, if they did a restart, I'd be okay with that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Yeah.
God, they put so much oomph in it. Jeez. Anyways, I'm happy that Blackpink got renewed. I get some more Blackpink songs, get some Blackpink comebacks. I think if you were like to have like a, you know, like a year in review, Spotify and all that shit, but if you had year in review and happiness levels, I think there would be a spike in the Blackpink comebacks. No, not for you guys.
I don't think I quite understood.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me neither.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what are you guys doing?
What you're talking about.
So like, okay, you have a bar graph of your happiness level throughout the year, January, February, uh-huh. March, blah, 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 uh-huh. okay? And it goes up and down based on your happiness level during those weeks and months, okay? Mm-hmm. I said I would have a spike in the times where Jisoo had her solo single that month of like mm-hmm. February, March area, when they came out back, did their comebacks of like, you know, was shut down. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's I would spike in those times.
Okay, so your happiness level is tied to the Blackpink.
Yes, issue. There is a very strong correlation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This year?
That was this year, right?
No. Was it?
It was this
yeah.
year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We have a Jisoo episode.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Jisoo, but I was like talking about.
Shutdown happened after Jisoo came out. Jisoo came out earlier
really?
This year. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shutdown was after Jisoo?
Shutdown was right before their concert, wasn't it, Coach Alex?
Yeah.
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 What and then Pink Venom was right before Shutdown, like around the same time. Yeah.
Like a same album.
So. Yeah, same album. It was like a month or so before Shutdown.
You guys lied. It was released 2022. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I said the year review, I bet 2 years.
Jesus, you're freaking me out there.
That's what I was talking about, too. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, my God. Coach Alex understood. He understood when I said that. Yeah. A year ago. Yeah, a year yeah, ago. Years. Come on.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are. You're not a true bling.
I know.
No,
right?
Yeah, I because.
Not 2023.
No, because I. Huh?
Flower came out this year.
I know. Flower came out this year.
That album came out the year before.
Yeah, so it's like what I'm doing is because my peaks are the happiness level peaks are when they do comebacks. Like they did Flower early on this year. It's like, oh shit, there's nothing else. Let me relive that comeback of last year and place it around the same like Augusty time that they did their comeback last year and just put it on this year. So I get that same spike. Yeah?
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right. You get it now? Capiche. Okay. What? Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Okay, any more for sweater weather? If the mile bag is over, right?
Yeah, the mile bag is over.
Okay, all right. Okay, so sweater weather. Anything else? You guys, what do you guys think about the weather nowadays? Do you like it?
I don't know how cold it's up there.
Yeah, is it? It's pretty chilly here.
It's well, how many Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, man. Who does Fahrenheit, man? I don't know.
Oh, quiz question.
Yeah.
San Francisco, what is it?
San Francisco
what's
weather right now?
Amanda. What's the weather right now?
45.
45, is that right?
What is 45 Fahrenheit in Celsius?
It's like 50.
Oh, well, okay, let me look it
That's
up.
That's 7.2.
Okay, so the weather right now is actually 55 Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so not very cold.
Yeah, not that cold.
13 degrees Celsius, that's kind of cold. Kind of cold.
Chilly, but
yeah,
not
chilly.
Yeah, but but one day was like 8, 9 Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. And now it's pretty mm-hmm. cold. Yeah, that was cold outside too.
Oh, it's actually lower.
That's what I'm saying. 0 to 10, cold, okay? All right, 10 to 20, not that cold.
Jesus, not this again. Okay, anyways. Yeah, so the weather nowadays is... It's like getting to the point where you need a scarf or else you're going to get cold. I mean, for most people, not for Gochu Mike, though. Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts?
Unless you come from like the East Coast or the Midwest.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Illinois number one. All right. Middle of nowhere number one. Okay. And then, what?
Wow. Just...
Coach Alex, what are your thoughts on this weather?
Yeah,
huh? I mean, do you like it?
It got noticeably chilly, but yeah. It's not like so cold where I'm worried I'm going to catch a cold. I do occasionally wear a jacket, though, and I always have a hoodie on. So I'm pretty warm, but not like overly, you know, bundled up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Coach Amanda, you got that segment for us.
I did.
Mile back.
No.
That's why I jumped in.
I just slipped in there, go to chat.
I just jumped in.
It was so seamless.
Over.
Wow. Oh, man. That was my pee. I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I was wondering why you're so eager to say mile back. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was a little sneaky, but it definitely was. Onto that.
Very sneaky. Right when Coach Al started talking about Blackpink.
That was my whole section, but Alex started talking about it.
Oh, really? Okay, shit. That was your planned section. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and give some final thoughts and spice test, sweater weather. So include like...
sweat. Say sweat and add an ER, okay?
Sweat, ER, weather, and...
yeah, okay.
And so we'll include like... your thoughts on sweaters and also your thoughts on the weather, like this kind of weather where you start wearing the sweaters. Yeah, so who wants to go ahead and start this one off?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll give sweater weather like 3 out of 4, actually. I like it. I prefer this weather over like something really, really hot or really, really cold. And it's nice because you can kind of like layer it if it gets chillier at night. And then like earlier in the day, if you're warm, then you can just kind of like remove a couple layers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's like, it's a very comfortable temperature.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. It's a comfortable temperature because you can kind of control it by layering up. And it's not quite at the 0 to 10 or 0 and under where the wind will, like, bite your face because it's so cold. So I like it, but I'm not sure if sweater weather is hot, you know? I mean, I know it's cold, but I don't know if it's hot. You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then which temperature is hot?
Which temperature is hot? I guess 30 up.
Jesus.
Oh, I didn't know you liked San Diego that much.
I don't think there's any weather that's like metaphorically hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Well, what is?
Well, I mean, I think sweater weather is pretty hot because it forces people to dress up in like nice clothing. That's like hot clothing, you know? The style nowadays, you can't see that in summertime. You know, you can't be as flexible in summertime.
Well, you can see a lot more of something else during summer.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, I'll say my score is a 2.5.
Okay, 2.5. All right.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, I'll sneak in right here. I'll say sweater weather. I'll give it like a 3.5. Okay. It's like the perfect temperature. And... right now I'm classifying this as sweater weather for other people, but not for me.
Okay.
My true sweater weather would be much colder.
Yeah.
We're talking like the 30s, you know, 30s to 40s, right?
That's hot.
Yeah, like the 30s to 40s.
No, that's hot. Celsius weather,
yep,
hot.
Yep, the 30s to 40s. And and I definitely prefer being cold over hot. Being hot sucks. You just have to like sit there and there's like nothing you can do really about it.
Yeah, same.
And it's just like the worst. When it's like a little chilly out, you can like bundle up, you know, like a blanket and just wrap yourself up. And it's just cozy. That's like a cozy feeling, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this like weather, it's still perfect to just, you know, walk around in a t-shirt. Feel the nice chill of the light breeze on your skin. Just kind of wakes you up a little bit. Yeah, not bad at all.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give a sweater weather a 3 out of 4 go-tos. I definitely prefer cold weather over hot weather. And like I said before, it lets people dress up. You can put on a nice outfit, put on a turtleneck, throw on a nice winter coat. It looks good. And then people look better with coats on or scarves too. So it's pretty spicy in that point of view. So, yeah, pretty. That
doesn't make sense. I think the opposite is spicier, gochujang.
The fudge. In terms of fashion, I think sweater weather is better than warmer weather.
In terms of like hotness and spice.
Well, I mean, you can still be hot in the coat, man.
Can you?
Yeah. Look at Kong Yu and Tokebi, man. He's pretty hot in those long cold winter coats. That's a fashion statement right there, man. That's the Yuhang. That's the trend. He said the trend. Long coat trend. Is that not spicy?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Wow. I keep saying stuff while I'm talking about it, but now when I go to Mano, I go to Mike says stuff, huh?
Well, because you put in the argument about how people are wearing more clothes and it's spicier.
Yeah, there's more fashion. There's more choices to do. You can dress up more.
I mean, like, look-wise, less clothes is spicier.
Jesus. Well, speaking of less clothes is spicier, Singles Inferno is coming out tomorrow.
Oh!
Yeah. Shit. Season 3. Dude,
we should just do, like, an episode.
Per episode?
Yeah.
There's just so much to talk about.
Hey, we could do a special if you want.
Should we just turn this into our React channel podcast?
Yeah. Talk about scene by scene.
Are we bringing back our video podcast?
Oh. That's an idea.
Being a reactor, that'd be the life, right? Just watch it and get paid?
Yeah.
But come on, you guys had the best reactions.
Well, I can have the best reaction. Dial yourself up to 11. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an idea. Coach Alice.
We can definitely consider this.
Coach Alice, can you consider that? And like, we can like record like the day after the episode comes out and get it out, pump it out as fast as we can.
Well, if we're going to react, we got to like watch it and record at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we can't do fake reactions.
And go to chat one to watch it first and then like plan out his reaction. And then watch it a second time.
Well,
what an awkward video. He's gonna take notes like, oh, like 5 minutes in, I gotta say this.
Like, okay,
make himself look smart and like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think she really likes him.
Oh, you see, I knew I was right. Yeah. She actually likes the other dude a lot more.
Okay, well, this season, like, I hope they got a little more like season one, where it's like a little bit more real than season two, you know. Season two was completely fake.
I don't remember season one. No,
season one had like Jiyeon, Soyeon, Sejong, wait, Sehun. It wasn't a little bit more real. Then weren't they actually dating after some of those contestants?
I don't know. I just remember season two now.
Oh, you don't remember Fever 1?
I don't even remember Tsurugi.
Hey, Tsurugi season 2.
Yeah, season 2.
Okay. Okay.
We had to have another spices left standing in your mouth, right?
Obviously. Yeah, obviously. But we're not going to do by contestants this time. That'd be a bad idea. What? I'll think of something else to do.
Interesting. What? Okay.
My bias has changed from season 2.
Oh, who's your bias then?
Well, I think it's everyone's bias.
Yeah,
Dex.
Mm-hmm.
Gochimana likes Dex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's big now. He's also one of the hosts of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's like a personality celebrity now.
He's a celebrity. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what changed, Gochimana?
I like so Kian Parsa has his like traveling show, variety show.
Yeah.
And Dex was. In are like traveling with him, and it's like, actually nice. Like they're like very funny, and
traveled to India together and to Madagascar, Africa, all these places I would never go to.
It's interesting to see how like people react in those places that you're not very like familiar with.
Yeah, there's a lot of struggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he seems like a pretty down-to-earth dude.
Yeah.
Like, compared to how his persona was in the show.
So, like, the show, he was totally acting then.
No, he said he was, like, just awkward. Yeah. Kind of, like, the things that he said, I think he said, like, he didn't really, like, put too much thought into it when he said some things. And then, you know, like, it's kind of like how, like, everyone just takes it in certain ways.
Mm. Wow. If but, only my awkward could be that like that. Just imagine. Sheesh.
No, but I definitely like him a lot more when he's like not in that like dating vibe.
Yeah, environment. Yeah, so he's
when environment. He, yeah.
Okay, I understand. All right, so he's like a different kind of person.
Yeah, he's more of a jokester, I feel like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember when he came on Running Man, he was kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, hopefully this new season is going to be good. Okay. And thank you for listening to our podcast, Spice Gang. Follow us on everyone on social media for latest updates at Gochujang Gang and on Instagram at Gochujang_gang. And let us know if sweater weather passes your spices with hashtags.
Hashtag sweaters. Hashtag Donatello BTS Army. Hashtag 37%. Hashtag Fahrenheit v Celsius. Hashtag Adolescent Monster 2024. And hashtag Go Choose React.
No, that's so sad.
What is Adolescent Monster?
Adolescence Monster.
Oh.
Huh? That's when they're going to re-debut.
Wouldn't it be like Toddler Monsters?
Okay, sure. I'll change it to Toddler Monster.
That's so mean. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Spicy.